Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host, and I'm the founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Laura.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Very good. It's May Day.
May Day.
Yeah. May 1st, our show is uploading. Woohoo!
Whoopity.
Yeah, I guess in the more pagan sect, it's known as Beltane, so Merry Beltane to all you pagans out there.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. What else was I going to say? Oh, and more important than the pagans and May Day and Beltane, it's the first of the month, and you know what that means.
Dun, dun, dun. Rent.
Well, yeah, that too, but in terms of our paranormal podcast, It means vote for our show on Podcast Alley. PodcastAlley.com. The link is on the homepage of the NJGHS site, okay? It's even on the deadline page of the NJGHS site, okay?
Or you could just type it in.
Well, it's, you know, it is difficult. If you do podcastalley.com, it'll bring up their homepage. Then you'd have to plug in and search for the deadline. And I don't want to put you through all that. I think if you just go to our site that you can remember, New Jersey Ghost Hunters, scroll down, see Podcast Alley, a little logo, click on it. Takes you right to, you click on vote, they send you an email, you open the email, you click on the link that they've emailed you, boom, your vote's confirmed. Last month we did pretty well. April 1st we made it to the top 10, we were at position number 5, I think, at our best count.
April Fools.
No, seriously.
I know.
We hit the number 5 on April 1st, and we stayed in the top 20 for like the first week, and then I think at last count we were down around 40 or 50 or something, but I think we held our own pretty well for the month. But see, that's where it's critical. It's like on that first day of the month you gotta bang in those votes, and that shoots you up high enough so that even if you start faltering as the month wears on, you were up so high that it keeps you. And if you're in the top 50, whenever you go to anywhere else within their Podcast Alley site, it'll say the top 50, and that's good. You're right there in that display. But if you're in the top 10, you're on every page. So no matter who has a podcast, they open up to check their stats. There's the top 10, and there was the deadline. And that helps, because then people look over, and they're like, the deadline? What? How did that make the top 10? Who is that? What is that? And they'll click on it. So it is critical, people. So please vote for us. Please, please, please. It means a lot. Especially for all the hell Brian and I go through doing these shows. Right, Brian?
It's even worse for me. I have to listen to her.
I know. Guess what? We have cemetery hunts kicking off. It's May. First one is going to be May 23rd, and I'm going to be taking a small group of people because that is Memorial Day weekend, so I don't know. A lot of people have plans to go away, but I think, you know what? This is a tiny little graveyard because it's attached to a church over on Rockport Road in Mansfield Township, so... Anyway, I'll be taking some people over there if you want to meet. So we have cemetery hunts have been posted on the website, on the homepage, njghs.net. So we have a May 23rd, May 30th, June 6th, June 13th. We still got to figure out one for June 20th. We have June 27th, July 11th, July 18th, July 25th. We need to figure one out for August 1st. We have August 8th booked. August 15th, we're going to figure something out. August 22nd, we have Brian taking people down to Mount Olivet in Middletown. It's tentative. August 29th, we've got to figure something out. The same for September 12th and 19th. But we're doing pretty good, so we'll be updating these as we go along. Now, standard operating procedure for a cemetery hunt, the convene time is 9 p.m. The protocols are reviewed. A waiver sheet is signed by all the participants. And the newbies have to go with the team leader for training. The reconvene time is usually 10:15, and at that point we smudge everybody off to get rid of any psychic attachments and whatever, and we're out of there by 10:30. Now, you must be a member of the NJGHS to participate in cemetery hunts. No on-site memberships will be granted. Please prepay via PayPal on the homepage of the NJGHS.net site, or you can also pay at the meetings if you do that too. That's fine. All right? So make sure you check out the cemetery hunts, and you have to be a member, and bring your membership card so we can verify it. Want to do meeting announcements? Okay, moving on. Meeting announcements, May 6th, it's coming up. That's the big meeting that I will be at. where we will make the official announcement of Brian McCauley taking over as team leader for the Central Jersey Division. That meeting is held from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Hazlett Library, conveniently located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlett. Now, then we have the North Jersey Division on May 19th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month's meeting topic is angels and religious mysteries. That's team leader Dina Tirico will lead this meeting. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You don't have to be a member to attend one of the meetings. And if you have any suspicious photographs or recordings, we always have a share and scare segment where we can review your findings. That's not a problem. And I do suggest showing up for one of the meetings, especially I like this topic, the angels and religious mysteries. Sounds pretty cool, right?
Yes, it does.
All right. And there was something else I wanted to tell people about, and now I forget.
What a shock. You didn't write it down.
I know. And it was coming to me before when I was looking at the script, and I thought, ooh, you know. Anyway, well, we'll take a quick break. If it comes back to me, I'll let you know.
Before the end of our lives.
We're trying to figure out what is causing this massive die-off of bats that's occurring here in the Northeast and spreading.
We could see the end of an entire species of bats.
And this is, in terms of bats, this is turning out to be, appears at this point, to be about as bad as one's imagination could have it.
I think you need to pass along this love of the earth down, because it's, if you lose it, then we lose the earth in many ways.
Be a part of history for the filming of a new documentary and music journey at the Benefit for Caves concert, a music festival benefiting cave and bat preservation, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 8th, 2009, at the Widow Jane Mine, Rosendale, New York.
We can help in some small way. We'd like to be able to do that. And only through generous contributions and sponsorship, we may be able to fit a few hundred people into the entrance of this mine, the Widow Jane Mine. Hopefully we can do it.
The Benefit for Caves, August 8th, 2009 at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale soon through the Tri-State Speleologic Society. For more information, visit benefitforthecaves.com, a production of the Tri-State Speleological Society, Incorporated, and Galileo Productions, LLC. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
This is Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Okay, it saves you $20 if you send in your story. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart, and that's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the parashares and let you know when you hit 10. Then you can send me your birth date, birth time, birth place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. This week, we have a parashare.
Wow.
Woo-hoo. Hi, Laura. Again, we were at sea. And this comes from the same gentleman as last week, John Mangler, who was in the Coast Guard. So I says, hi, Laura. Again, we were at sea. We were on a 30-day patrol on Ocean Station Echo. The Coast Guard cutter, Chinko, short for CGC, Chincoteague. I was cook for about 140 men and 12 to 14 officers. The usual time that I would hit the rack while at sea was around 8 p.m. because I would have to be up at 4 a.m. to get breakfast ready for the crew. Many nights the guys would wake me up because they wanted something to eat. I would ask them what they wanted and cook it for them. I had the only keys to the reefers. One night, while at sea on Echo, we were adrift. It was pitch dark outside, no moon and only stars. Clear sky and not even a breeze. One of the guys asked me to cook something, so I got up to do so. When I came down from the galley, one of my close friends was sitting in the mess deck, whiter than a sheet. You have to know Ponch. He was a dark-skinned Italian. Well, there was no dark skin this night. What happened was while he was on night watch checking the shaft alleys. These are narrow alleyways. The shaft from the engine room to the props would have to be checked. The alleyway would taper from standing room forward and get narrow as you went aft, almost to the point that you were on your knees. When you entered forward, you would open a floor hatch and climb down a ladder and close the hatch behind you so nobody would fall through it while it was open. Now, while you were in the forward part of the alley, you would walk aft, and every couple of feet would be these small doors on the shaft that would have to open. There were two latches next to each other. One would be for oil, and the other is for water to cool the shaft while underway. There were about 10 of these little compartments that would have to be checked. So Ponch checked all of the port side, and instead of starting at the forward end of the starboard side, he started at the aft end of the chalet, the shaft alley. You gotta bear with me because this is like, I'm speaking a foreign language at this point. I have no clue all this nautical stuff, so just bear with me. Now he was going through a hatch in the bulkhead, and there are, if I remember correctly, six dog, which he put in parentheses, latches, that when all in locked position, the hatch is locked and ready for what is called watertight integrity. When Ponch went through the hatch, he secured the hatchway open. This was because he was going to exit the same way that he had entered. He was about halfway down, and all of a sudden, the hatchway that he left opened slammed shut on him. He yelled to whoever had closed the hatch, and in less than a second, all six dogs locked. The hatchway shut. He yelled to see if he could get an answer, and nobody answered. At this point, he had about five or six more compartments to check. Then, all of a sudden, he saw an image come through the door and start checking the compartment, just as Ponch was trying to do. At this point, he screamed, and the image looked at him and then looked back down to check the compartment. Ponch yelled again and flew up the forward ladder and locked the floor hatch behind him. He never finished checking the remaining shaft compartments and never wanted to do that watch again. The ship is real, but is no longer in service. It was decommissioned in 72 or 73 and given to the Philippines. I still have three or four more stories if you want them. And I put, yeah, definitely. They're awesome. Thank you so much, John. He said, and he wrote to me, he said, if you write these into a book, I hope that I can get an autographed copy from you. Well, absolutely. I don't know if I'll be doing a book on any at sea hauntings, but that would be fun. Interview some Coast Guard and Navy people. So that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Now, well, you were in the Navy. Do you know, like, maybe for us nautically challenged people, could you explain this?
You mean like you?
Yeah. this dog latching thing?
Each hatch has six dogs, one for each corner, even though they're kind of circular. There's each corner. It's like if you look at a regular thing about a regular door, there's one in each corner and then one on each side of the center. Now, for one person to dog six latches in a second is physically impossible. There is no way to do it. Because even when you dog them, you have to give it a good tug to really get it down there.
Okay, because that's why he's making a point that this was, I guess, so significant. Because he said at this point he had about five or six more compartments to check. And he saw this image come through. And then, yeah, because up here he says, close the hatch, and in less than a second, all six dogs left.
It's impossible for one person to do it.
So that spirit was coming through and went, boom, and locked all six in one shot. Because humanly, you'd only have two hands, so you'd have to do two, four, and six.
That's the best you could do.
Okay. Wow. See that? Good to know.
Yep.
No wonder that poor guy must have been like... That would freak you out.
Well, that's why you hire me.
Brian will come on board and no more activity.
But wow. Actually, that might be a neat thing to do, though.
What?
Write a book about ghostly ships.
They have
a lot of stuff.
Shipwreck ghost stories.
But I'm talking
and
like
stuff,
military
and
ships,
lighthouse things,
and their stories.
And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of military craft, like. What do you call it? Ships and things and submarines.
Ships,
their
subs,
haunt stories
yeah.
and stuff.
Planes. But, I mean, you're probably going to get more stories from the retired ones than you will from, you know, active duty people right now.
Yeah. Well, the active ones now are on so many freaking drugs for PTSD, they wouldn't know. Yeah, it's a ghost or is it my Fruit Loops? You know. <It's> like... But, yeah, the retirees, that would be the way to go. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here.
Hey, this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, and certified paranormal investigator with the NJGHS. When I start getting homesick for New Jersey, I tune in to Lauren Bryan. So kick back. You're listening to The Deadline.
Welcome to the Waverly Hills Sanatorium Audio Experience. Take an 80-minute audio tour inside one of the most haunted locations in the United States. Available on iTunes and CDBaby.com. 100% of the proceeds go to StompOutCancer.com, a nonprofit charity that is working hard to help kids and young adults fight cancer. The Waverly Hills Sanatorium Audio Experience, a haunting way to help bring hope to those who need it most.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
It's time for Paranormal Pictionary. If you haven't figured out how this works by now, here, let me tell you. There's basically a picture that shows up on the deadline page when the show uploads. And this picture is missing all but, it only has one little piece of it revealed. Now, if you're really smart and you know your paranormal pictures and ghostly shots, you should be able to write the deadline at njghs.net and say, hey, that Paranormal Pictionary is blah, 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 right? Now, each day up until Tuesday, another one of those colored squares will be removed from the picture, and then you get more of a clue as to what it is. Obviously, if someone figures it out before we hit Tuesday and reveal the picture anyway, we'll post that person's name and the whole picture. So it's pretty easy, right, Brian?
I wouldn't know. I'm not allowed to play.
That's right. But the essence of it, understand.
Yes.
Now, if you're the first person to correctly identify the picture in Paranormal Pictionary, which appears on the NJGHS site on the deadline page, you will email the deadline at njghs.net and you will win a t-shirt from our organization and membership. And if you're already a member, you can pass along the membership to someone in your family or a friend and you can keep the t-shirt for yourself. As always, NJGHS team leaders are not allowed to participate in this contest. Also, winners must not have won in the past 30 days. Last week's picture was the Bellwitch Cave. So check out the page this week, the njghs.net/thedeadline page, to see this week's Paranormal Pictionary. Good luck. Okay, now here's Chris Balzano of ghostvillage.com with your paranormal news updates.
The vault is open. You're listening to the Haunted Headlines, your source for the stories making waves in the paranormal news. Sponsored by ghostvillage.com at www.ghostvillage.com/news.
Good evening, this is Chris Balzano, and you're listening to the Haunted Headlines, Ghost Village's weekly trek around the paranormal newswire to bring you the biggest stories affecting the ghostly community. And of course, the biggest story in the paranormal this week has been the passing of a ghost hunting legend. Pioneer Hans Holzer died last Sunday, April 27th, at his Manhattan home. He was reported to have been suffering from an undisclosed illness for quite some time. Holzer was one of the paranormal community's most recognizable and prolific figures, authoring more than 120 books on the subject and laying down the groundwork for most of the investigators who followed. The community found out about the passing on Tuesday, and memorials and good thoughts flooded the internet, even from people who spent time railing against the native Austrian. You can read Ghost Villages on the news site at www.ghostvillage.com, as well as experience Jeff Belanger's interview with the legend. There has been another unexplained occurrence in a school outside of the United States worth mentioning. According to the Star Online, the cutting down of a tree may have brought on the paranormal at the SMK Langar in Alor Setar in Malaysia. Since the tree has been removed, students there have spotted the ghostly figure of a woman with long hair, but it has been incidents where multiple people have seen her that has brought attention to the haunting. Twice during the past week, large groups of teenage females have seen the figure during singing practice, making the sighting more credible. As one student puts it, "I could not take a good look at her face, but it was scary and terrifying." There are no reports as to the action which will be taken at the school to handle the ghost or to replant the tree. It seems every week there's another famous person talking about a ghost, and usually they have a ghost project they're trying to sell. This one might be a little bit different. In addition to having to deal with the spotlight and Simon Cowell's seething comments, this year the contestants on American Idol may be dealing with a ghost. Every year the hopefuls stay in a house together during the singing competition, but according to People, the Bel Air mansion they are in this year has had someone else living with them. Ousted contestant Anoop Desai says many of them have had experiences, especially Allison Arita, who believes the spirit lives in her room. The ghost named Phyllis has been known to pull practical jokes and bang around the house. Although she has not seen the ghost herself, Lil Rounds, another booted singer, says the contestants describe her, quote, "like a white shadow walking across the room." Although the story has been picked up by several media outlets, only a few former contestants have spoken up about it, and the show will not confirm the rumors, nor will any current contestant. Those are your haunted headlines for this week. Make sure to stop by the Ghost Village news site to learn more about these stories and others at www.ghostvillage.com/news. I'm Chris Balzano, and that's what's haunting me.
Okay, well, I think we're coming to the end of another weekly episode of fun and thrills and chills.
Stay tuned. Same bat time. Same bat channel.
Speaking of bats, have you heard about the concert, the Benefit for the Caves?
I heard about it.
Yeah, well, I think people should check it out. I do have a little picture and link about that on the homepage of the njghs.net site, so... It's coming up in August, August 8th. It's a Saturday. I think it should be pretty cool. You know, some neat things.
Well, have fun.
Oh, I'm not going. Not me. I have the kids that weekend, so I will be busy, busy, busy. Plus, I think I'll still be on externship or just finishing up externship, and then I have to sit for the CMA exam. And I'm a busy girl. But anyway, I think people should check it out. It's for a good cause, you know? And then on June 13th, which comes up sooner, the Night Watchers tours, they're going to be up at the Shanley Hotel in New York. So that should be fun. Robin Marie, who's a spiritual medium, she's going to have Todd Sheets with her and some other paranormal celebs. They're going to do this whole event at the Shanley Hotel. And you can check out all the info for that at www.nightwatchers.info. And make sure you sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage of njghs.net. This way you get the latest announcements on the Cemetery Hunts, meetings, blah, 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 blasted into your email inbox. What a thrill, what a chill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Also on the homepage of njghs.net is a big banner that you can click on to become a friend of America's Haunted Road Trip, or you can go to www.americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. You'll network with paranormal authors from the series, like moi, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans.
What's that site again?
www.americashauntedroadtrip.com. I love you, man. Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's been so much fun. I know, it's like, don't look at him. I'm going to lose it totally. Anyway, moving on to say thank you, everyone, for listening and downloading our shows weekly. Thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Which is located at www.njghs.net. Of course, thanks to our team leaders, Dina Chirico and Brian McCauley. Keep downloading our shows weekly. Don't forget to vote for us on PodcastAlley.com. And remember, at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.